You realize I had half my guard out searching for you? Eddard Stark said when they were alone. Septa Mordain is beside herself with fear. She's in a sept praying for your safe return. Arya, you know you are never to go beyond the castle gates without my leave. I didn't go out of the gates, she blurted. Well, I didn't mean to. I was down in the dungeons, only they turned into this tunnel. It was all dark, and I didn't have a torch or a candle to see by, so I had to follow. I couldn't go back the way I came on account of the monsters. Father, they were talking about killing you. Not the monsters, the two men. They didn't see me. I was being still as stone and quiet as a shadow, but I heard them. They said you had a book and a bastard, and if one hand could die, why not a second? Is that the book? John's a bastard, I bet. John? Arya, what are you talking about? Who said this? They did, she told him. There was a fat one with rings and a forked yellow beard, and another in mail and a steel cap, and the fat one said they had to delay, but the other one told him he couldn't keep juggling, and the wolf and the lion were going to eat each other, and it was a mummer's farce. She tried to remember the rest. She hadn't quite understood everything she heard, and now it was all mixed up in her head. The fat one said the princess was with child. The one in the steel cap, he had the torch. He said they had to hurry. I think he was a wizard.